Back in 2007, then Finance Minister Peter O'Neill authorized a series of payments to the country's most prominent lawyer. Paul Peraca's firm eventually pocketed $30 million for services that were, allegedly, entirely fictitious. As Prime Minister in 2011, O'Neill created a police anti-corruption squad called Task Force Sweep. In 2012, Solicitor General Neville DeVette made a statement to the squad regarding improper payments. That and other evidence led to 27 charges against Paul Peraca, and in 2014, the unit issued an arrest warrant against O'Neill himself. While the Prime Minister's lawyers won repeated delays in court, O'Neill first ordered Task Force Sweep disbanded and, when that didn't work, starved it of funds. In 2016, public anger led to a student strike and widespread unrest, but then Prime Minister O'Neill led his party to another electoral victory. A year ago, a court quashed his arrest warrant on a technicality. This week, another court found fatal flaws in the charges against Paul Peraca, and they, too, have been dropped. Citing death threats, former Solicitor General DeVette and his family fled to Australia, and last week the Federal Circuit Court allowed his application for asylum to proceed. Lawrence Stevens of an NGO called Transparency PNG told RNZ Pacific, "People do fear for their lives in Papua New Guinea when they are identified as the individuals responsible for naming or shaming or insisting on investigations." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.